What's happening locally? The news.
It is that time of the morning. It's our morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Until September the 30th of this year, the scheme temporarily adopted by the Panamanian state for extraordinary contributions to the Electricity Tariff Stabilization Fund will be extended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This extension was approved on Wednesday afternoon by the Cabinet Council, a measure that would benefit 92% of customers of electricity services in Panama. Hector Alexander, Minister of Economy and Finance, revealed that the extension for another month of the subsidy benefits 1,144,000 customers, who represent 92% of the users of the electricity distribution system. For her part, Dilka Escobar, Deputy Director of Investment Concessions and State Risks of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, explained that the range of consumption that benefits the most corresponds to those consumers of less than 300 kilowatt hours. According to Escobar, that group receives approximately a 48% discount on their monthly billing for electricity consumption. This type of subsidy is a measure adopted by the administration of President Laurentino Cortizo due to the crisis generated by the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the calculations of the executive, that subsidy has represented until July the 30th a cost of $150 million, while its extension until September the 30th will cost an additional $12 million. The presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, the Electoral Court, Heriberto Arruz, advocated this Wednesday before the deputies of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly for the prompt allocation of an additional credit for $4 million as part of the general plan of elections. According to the magistrate, several months ago they had tried unsuccessfully to assign the funds to them. The steps have been taken, but they have been unsuccessful, added the magistrate, prior to sustaining the entity's budget for 2023, which amounts to $154 million. Arruz explained that these $4 million that they are requesting are part of the 2024 general election program. Since they have not obtained those funds, they've had to transfer items to continue organizing the elections. "We iterate to the Assembly the urgent need to assign us the $4 million," he added. Alejandro Vernaza, Deputy Director of the Budget of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, said that the Tribunal Electoral has indeed made the arrangements, but since it is in an additional credit, the money is limited due to the low rate of collection. However, he announced that the $4 million would be assigned to the court in September. The National Assembly expressed that it is highly concerned about the expulsion of 15 deputies from the Cambio Democratico, the CD. This is the same day that the magistrates of the Electoral Court must go to support their budget for the year of 2023. The day before, the Tribunal Electoral admitted the appeal presented by the 15 deputies against the expulsion decision, which was adopted by the Court of Honour and Discipline of the CD party, ratified by the Board of Directors of that group on the 28th of July last. In a three-paragraph note, the Assembly, which is chaired by PRD Deputy Crispiano Adames, states that it is carefully observing the legal situation of the 15 deputies who were expelled precisely for voting in favour of his election as President of the National Assembly on the 1st of July of 2021. The group was accused of treason and not following party guidelines. Given these facts, the National Assembly is highly concerned about the situation that may arise if the provisions of Article 154 of the Political Constitution of the Republic of Panama are violated, the literal tenor of which establishes that the members of the National Assembly are not legally responsible for the opinions that the votes they cast in the exercise of their position is outlined in the note. The list of deputies who are following this process is made up of Yanibela Borrego, Nelson Jackson, Mercedes Galvez, who is alternate to Sergio Galvez, Hernan Delgado, Alain Sereño, Genesis Arjona, Fatima Agrazal, Arnulfo Diaz, Brelardo Antonio, who is alternate to Leopoldo Benedetti, Marilyn Vallarino, Dalia Bernal, Jose Maria Herrera, Lilia Batista, Leopold Archibald and Mayin Correa. The Tribunal Electoral must support its budget view for 2023 on Wednesday, yesterday, in the Budget Commission. And there are four CD deputies who are part of the Budget Commission, Abrego, Jackson, Agrizel and Vajarino. The dialogue between the three groups of the country's social sectors and the executive resumed yesterday at a time when other actors were asking to set up a national table. This is what the Great National Alliance for Panama is asking for, which brings together 150 organizations from the productive and business sectors. On Tuesday, at a press conference from Santiago in Veraguas, leaders of that group expressed that the method that is currently being followed at the table that meets in Penonome does not represent the majority of the country. If the national table is constituted, they would review the agreements already passed, since they consider that more burden has been placed on the country's productive sector. Armando Espinosa from the National Alliance for the Rights of the Organized People, one of the three groups that meets in Penonome, said that we cannot sit down and talk with someone who is unaware of the agreements of the government itself. After the first phase of the dialogue between the executive and the representatives of the three groups that led the protests last July, a new proposal emerged, that of a national, inclusive and participatory table. This request was made by the so-called Great Alliance for Panama, which brings together 150 groups of farmers, ranchers, fishermen, civic clubs and merchants, among others. In a press conference from Santiago in Veraguas, where the social chaos began that put the governability of the Laurentino Cortizo government on edge, this group reiterated that the method that is currently being followed does not represent the majority of the country and is away from a realistic and achievable goal. They were referring precisely to the dialogue that takes place in Penonome. The lack of representativeness that, according to the Great Alliance for Panama, is evidenced in the fact that the Catholic Church no longer wants to act as a facilitator of the pact, but instead wants to have an observer role. The Grand Alliance rejected any action of pressure that again affects the right to free transit. A complaint for alleged irregularities in the process of collecting signatures in favour of pre-candidates for free candidacy was filed on Wednesday morning by presidential candidate Francisco Carriera. Lawyer Carriera explained that a person had problems when he proceeded to endorse him with his signature. According to the presidential candidate, the signer said that during the video call on the Electoral Tribunal website that he supported Carriera. But in the confirmation, his signature was given to another candidate, said Carriera. That is to say, they changed the support signature in favour of another candidate. According to Carriera, we are facing a great fraud, and pointed out that officials of the entity would be trying to alter the results. The Wingo airline announced that it will resume its operations at the Panama Pacifico Airport as of the 1st of September, with a new international route, Barranquilla, Colombia. With this new route between Panama and the Colombian city of Barranquilla, there will now be 8 routes to different destinations in the region that the company will offer, highlights their statement. Wingo recently announced flights to Santo Domingo and Havana. The new route says the airline will begin sales with promotional launch rates of $84 on the Barranquilla-Panama route and $64 on the Panama-Barranquilla route. It will have 2 flights a week on Monday and Thursday. The first flight will be on the 6th of October, when Wingo places on the market around about 3,000 seats per month between both routes. Panama has always been an important market for Wingo, and that is why we are growing in this country, offering our 8th international route. We're also very pleased to resume our operations to the Panama Pacific Airport. From there, we will offer the 8 destinations that today make up the route network from Panama, and we will once again position ourselves as the airline with the most relevant operational footprint at this airport, says Jorge Jimenez, Wingo's commercial and planning director. Regarding its operations in Panama Pacifico, he pointed out that they transferred their services due to the completion of the remodeling and improvement works to the airport. He indicated that it is important to specify that the routes to and from Medellin, Panama and Bogota, Panama will have flights offered from 2 air terminals, Panama Pacifico and Tocumen. This in order to provide more alternatives depending on the preference of each traveller. The Panamanian Football Federation, FEBAFUT, reported that the senior team will play a friendly match against its counterpart from Bahrain on the 27th of September. According to the FEBAFUT report, the preparation game will take place at the Bahrain National Stadium starting at 11 a.m. and will take place within the so-called FIFA dates. In these days, the country's program preparation matches, and this year with more importance, of course, for the Qatar 2022 World Cup. According to data from the Federation, both countries have already met once, and it was on October the 10th of 2005 when Bahrain won at home by a score of 5-0. According to the latest FIFA monthly ranking dated June the 23rd, Bahrain is ranked at 85th in the world, while Panama is at 61st. FEBAFUT highlighted that steps are being taken so that the Panamanian national team, led by Thomas Christiansen, play another friendly match in September. That's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, all compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.
What's happening locally? The news.